Welcome to another audio from Tomnihurich Gospel Leaflets and Tracts. And the title of this audio is, How Would You Describe Your Life? So let's begin. How would you describe your life? One man describing his early life in the form of a hymn wrote, In evil long I took delight, unawed by shame or fear. Now this was a good description of his life up to that point, but he records in the next two lines of the verse, Till a new object struck my sight and stopped my wild career. Now, who was this man who could write such things? His name was John Newton. He joined the Navy as a midshipman, but deserted, was flogged for his crime and removed from the rank of midshipman. Eventually, he arrived in Africa and drifted about completely destitute. He received work from a slave trader on Plantain Island just off the coast of Sierra Leone. When the trader was away, his mistress took over the management. Newton was ill and came under the hatred of the woman. He received little food from her and was forced to go into the forest and eat whatever roots he could find. Slaves secretly gave him scraps from their own almost starvation diet. One day a ship came to the island, owned by a friend of Newton's father, who, on hearing his friend was sailing for Africa, had asked him to try and keep his ears open for any news of his son John. This friend took John Newton on board and eventually sailed for home. On the journey, a great storm arose, and all thought they would drown. This caused John to consider his standing before God, and a new object struck his sight. In the next verse, he goes on and tells us what struck his sight. Here's what he says. I saw one hanging on a tree, in agonies and blood, who fixed his languid eyes on me as near the cross I stood. He records what happened then in his own experience. His heart opened. Sure, never till my latest breath can I forget that look. It seemed to charge me with his death. Though not a word he spoke, my conscience felt and owned the guilt, and plunged me in despair. I saw my sins, his blood had spilt, and helped to nail him there. What happened then? Why, his heart trembled, and he records it this way. Alas, I knew not what I did, but now my tears are vain. Where shall my trembling soul be hid? For I the Lord have slain. And then his heart melted. A second look he gave, which said, I freely all forgive. This blood is for thy ransom paid. I die that thou mayest live. John Newton received pardon. Here's how he records that. Thus while his death my sin displays, in all its blackest hue, such is the mystery of grace. It seals my pardon too. And we find that joy in his soul was received. With pleasing grief, he records, with pleasing grief and mournful joy, my spirit now is filled, that I should such a life destroy, yet live by him I killed. Now, in another famous hymn, John Newton wrote, Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. And in that same hymn he also wrote, Yes, when this flesh and heart shall fail, and mortal life shall cease, I shall possess within the veil a life of joy and peace. Newton trusted Christ as his Saviour and would do so until the end of his life. Towards his death he wrote, Although my memory's fading, I remember two things very clearly. I am a great sinner, and Christ is a great Saviour. Listener, I think we should all remember those two things at all times. I am a great sinner, and Christ is a great Saviour. And to conclude here, Christ's words, Him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. John chapter 6, verse 37. And again, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And that comes from John 11, and verse 25. I trust that you have found these short thoughts of benefit and may the Lord bless us all indeed. Thanks for listening. Bye. This was another audio from www.tomnihurich.co.uk.